Of the original studio recordings, when you actually got the masters, besides the detail that was audible for the first time, actually, probably Eddie didn't even remember being there in the first place either, but what sticks out in your mind as one of the most amazing things, was it just the overall brilliance of the way it was put together, or was there some part of playing, or what sticks out in your mind is the most impressive thing out of that first time you heard those tapes?
You really feel and realize the genius that Jimmy was and the music that he possessed within him, because each album was unique within itself. You know, sadly, we don't have Jimmy anymore, and it's been more years without him than with him. But his music is a precious gift that, you know, first he was creating for the family, and now, obviously, it's for the world, and the world has been given this great gift in his music. So just being able to feel it and hear it, and like he used to say, it's not just loud noise. You know, you feel it from within, and you really do. You know, the lyrics are incredible. I'm kind of laughing because I know sometimes we'd be listening to the songs, and Eddie would say, wait a minute, what did he say right there? And then we'd rewind the tape. He goes, you know, I never knew that that's what he said. because the clarity, you know, was there. And we would laugh because Jimmy had such a wonderful sense of humor. And that's one thing that Eddie will attest as well, as he would just love to get your goat. And if he knew that he got you, he would just relentlessly just keep, you know, pressing his knuckles into you in a very joking way. And at first, I think it took Eddie aback, but he learned how to give it right back to him, and they would go back and forth.